Hi, everybody, and welcome to Connect and Grow Radio Show with Becky Grant. Welcome to Monday. Great to have you here. So as we start this show and get excited about what's happening in the world, I'd just like to share with you that today we are looking at goals and setting yourself up for the week. So every Monday we're going to come on and talk with you about how to get started for success for the week. So one of the things that I would love to know, and if you're listening live, welcome. And if you're listening to the recording, thank you for your support and thank you for checking in. But what is it that is success for you? What does the goal look like for you that helps you to achieve your goals? Like, how often do you set goals and then reassess them? Now, I know that I set goals on a regular basis. And as part of setting my goals, I evaluate them. So often there'll be days when I've set a goal and I'm nowhere near achieving it. It's something that it's so big that I need to break it down into smaller goals. And that's okay. When you own a business or when you focus on your health and your fitness and your well-being and you really love to create a long-term change, something that brings you more joy, more happiness, more success, then it can be a challenge sometimes to set a smaller goal because the long-term bigger goal is so important. So as you set your goals, what is important for you? What is it that you feel that you can achieve? And where do you start? So let's have a think for a minute. Take an opportunity right now to think of a goal that you would love to achieve. What is it? Why is it important to you to achieve this goal? What is it that this goal will bring you in your life? I mean, setting a goal because somebody else wants you to have a level of success or a level of achievement is one thing. But to set a goal that is so personal and so important to you is a completely different thing. What motivates you with your goal? Now, the reason that a lot of coaches will ask you why this goal is important is because it helps to identify the level of commitment that you may have towards achieving this goal. For example, let's talk about weight. It's often a goal that a lot of people set for themselves, so let's talk about that for just a second. You've gone off to the doctor and they've said, you know, if you lose some weight, you're going to feel a lot better and maybe your knees won't ache as much or you'll have more energy. If you have a wedding or a special event coming up and you want to wear a particular dress or a particular outfit and it's like, this will look better or I would love to be a size smaller for this wedding and these photos. Now, the motivation for achieving this is external to you. So it's an external motivator. But these two goals that I've just shared, so one, your reason for releasing excess weight is because your doctor has said that you need to, that it's going to help you feel better with your back pain, knee pain, whatever that is. And the other one is because you would love to have an amazing dress and potentially look and feel better in the photos. Now, I'm sure you're going to look amazing in the photos anyway, but this is the motivator for the goal. Both are out still outside of you, but one is more external to you with less emotional attachment than the other. And that is the one that's driven by somebody else. So your doctor has the goal for you to feel better. You've got some knee pain, you've got some back pain, whatever that may look like. But you really, really, really don't, like, you want the pain gone, but you're not committed to this goal, not as much as what the doctor is suggesting to you. So you can see the benefits, right? Like, oh yeah, if I release this weight, then it's not as much stress on my body and it's gonna, you know, just be a little more challenging if I don't, but you're still not emotionally invested in this. You're still not quite there. But the wedding dress or outfit that you so want to wear, you may have seen something and you're like, right, you know, it doesn't come in my size, but if I let go of like 5 or 10 kilos, which is almost a dress size or maybe a bit more, then, or a clothing size, then I can get into this outfit. And I love the look and I love the color. So your emotions are a little more involved. And that's what creates a motivator for you to take some action. Now, this is just the beginning, okay? And once you understand this and set your goals in a pattern and in a way that where you have some emotional investment as well as a really solid why you're choosing this for you, because you're the one in control here. You're the one that gets to choose whether you take the action or not. So one of the biggest things is that you take the next step and plan out your action, there's got to be a level of commitment. And the higher that commitment is, the more important it is to you, the more likely you're going to follow through. Now, when it comes to the goals, it could be that you've got a goal to have an amazingly successful, profitable business. And, you know, you think that you can achieve this by following just your passion. And yes, some people do have that. But those people also have the drive. They also have the level of commitment that it takes to keep going through the challenges. And you're going to have challenges as you take action steps towards your goals. It's just a matter of what those challenges look like and what your strategies are when you are facing them. So let's just pause there just for a moment and have a think about what I've just said. When you think about your goal that you would love to achieve this week, how important is it for you? How much emotional attachment do you have to it? And we're going to come back to emotional attachment in a minute. But how emotionally invested are you in achieving this goal? If your attitude and mindset's a little bit like, yeah, if I achieve it, cool. If I don't, whatever. There is an element where that is important. But initially, in setting the goal, there's got to be a bit of heart connection to it. So I've got a little bit of music here that we can play that I'm going to play right now just to give you a minute or two to have a think about your goals and have a think about how important the goals are that you would love to achieve this week. Not talking about next week, long term, just right this week. What is one goal and how emotionally invested are you in achieving this? I'm just going to play this song. It's called Happy Moments. And while we're doing that, have a little think, then we'll come back. Okay, so that was happy moments. So how did you go with thinking about your goal and what's going on for you? Did you realize that maybe the goal that you set for this week isn't as important as what you thought it is, or is it really important? So on a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 being absolutely have to do it, so important to me to achieve whatever this goal is this week, where are you sitting? 1, 5, 10, where are you at? Wherever you're at is okay, but can you do better? And let me ask you, if you're sitting even at an 8, what can take it to the next level? What is it, as you think about this goal and the importance of taking action to achieve this goal, that you can do that's going to take you to that next level? Just have a think about that for a moment, because these questions are so important. They're so important for your long-term success here. So why are they important? And a moment ago, I said that the attitude or the mindset of, yeah, I've set my goal and if I achieve it, great, and if I don't, whatever, that is okay. But at the beginning, to get the clarity, to plan out your action steps, you've got to have the emotional investment in it. Now, what plan, so what action will you take today towards achieving your goal? A couple of weeks ago, I was in Queensland with family and I was reflecting on my current work habits and I'm like, oh, I can do so much better and have a little bit of work-life balance, which a lot of times I don't because it just blends, right? So I went, right, I've got an office space. Why not use it? What's going to get me to use that office space all the time? Now, being someone that has neurodivergent traits, so the autism traits in me love the routine and love the, you know, I've got to show up at this time and that little bit of structure, right? But the ADHD part of me likes the, actually, I don't want to sit inside today. I want to go out, or I want to be by the beach, or I want to be in a cafe. So I have to learn to manage both of those. So I'm like, okay, what can I do to bring a little bit more routine into my life, so that little bit of structure, and also still have fun with it? So I decided to revamp the office. So to revamp the office and where we're at and what's happening with things. And so I enlisted some help from a family member. My son, he came over, he helped me work it through a little more because he's a little more savvy with setting up IT things. So I said to him, you know, it's really important that I create this office space where I'm going to sit and do my work. And then at the end of the day, I just walk away from it, right? I'm done. Now, my job with coaching people and going into businesses requires some flexibility, so we've got that planned as well. But the biggest thing was that the laptop, which I was using most of the time, isn't always out. It isn't always something that I'm on. It's got to have a break for that work-life balance. So I have my goal, and the reason for achieving it is because when I have work-life balance, I literally switch off from work. And I don't answer the work phone. I don't do things related to work after, say, 5 o'clock, unless it's a scheduled event. Now, the reason for this is because if we don't have work-life balance, everything else starts to fall apart. We become so fixated on one aspect of our life. So, for example, work, that we lose the ability in a way to sit and have a conversation with someone about something else because we haven't done anything else. Oh, so what did you do for the weekend? Oh, well, I was working on a project for the business. Oh, great, great, okay, yeah. And, you know, what did you do Friday night? Did you go out? Did you go to the movies?
Yeah, no, I finish work about 10 o'clock at night. Oh, right. So you've just been working 7 days straight, kind of, or like it's just blending into every single day. Yeah, actually, yes, you're right. That's what I did. Right, okay, so you haven't been to any great restaurants, or you haven't been to any movies, or you haven't been by the beach, or you haven't, like, it's just been all work. Yeah, pretty much all work. Okay, do you see that then attempting to have a conversation that isn't work related is a little harder? So when you have a work-life balance, which is my goal, right? That's my goal, to have this work-life balance. It helps you to create habits that mean that you switch off from work and can have other interests. Other interests could be that it still in some way inadvertently leads back to work or business, but it means that you can actually stop your brain just for a moment of thinking about that and having that really enjoyable sunset, or coffee with a friend, or whatever it is that makes you happy. So with my goal, you can see that there was a lot more benefits for achieving this goal of setting up the workspace to be exactly how it should be for that work-life balance. The investment in taking the time to set it up, and the action steps of getting the right equipment, taking the time to get it organized so that when I walk in there, I'm automatically, it's good to be here. It's good to be doing the job. And then at the end of the day, it's also good to walk away from it. Okay, this is how this works. I'm just seeing that we've got a comment from one of our listeners. So thank you for listening, Tiffany. Great to have you. So Tiffany's said that her goal for this week is to book a massage for herself, to have that within the next 2 weeks. And her reason for having a massage is because she finds that she gets a lot of tension headaches, which then impact her family time as well as her work time. So, Tiffany, that is an amazing goal, and thank you so much for sharing it. It's great to actually have some feedback in there, and know that we've got some people listening while we're live. So, one of the biggest things that we focus on with our goals, and you see how Tiffany's goal is all around that she's getting these tension headaches, and she knows that a massage is going to help her, so that's where she's driven to go and book that massage. Now, Tiffany, I hope that you not only book it, but you actually get it in the next couple of weeks, and that it is beautiful and blissful for you. When we follow our action plan towards our goals and we start ticking them off, like the office space, like releasing a couple of kilos of weight, while changing up our food habits, our exercise habits, whatever that looks like for us, there's got to be a little bit of a what is the reward? And I really don't like that word, but what is it that we benefit from by taking these action steps towards the goal? And whatever that goal is, will depend on how long it's going to take to achieve it, right? So, for example, with Tiffany's message of she's going to have a massage, well, she's going to book it. Hopefully, she books it and has it in the next 2 weeks. Mine setting up my office space to be even more productive, more inviting, and that space where when I don't have to go into businesses, I'm sitting in this amazing environment that sparks my creativity. Like, what are the benefits of achieving these goals? So I'm just going to play this cute little song. It's a little different, right? It's called Sunrise Chill Out Beats. Now, if you're just tuning in, don't think that we're not here. We are. We're just going to play this little song for a moment while you think about your goal and the benefits of achieving this goal. Here we go. Sunrise Chilling Out Beats. bit of music just to get you thinking about what action steps and benefits, the benefits of taking action on your goals is going to bring you. So how did you go with that little exercise? Thank you, Tiffany. I'm loving the feedback. Tiffany said that she's already identified that the removing the tension, the massage will help remove the tension, but she said that she often gets to feel even better with her energy. So they're her benefits. So benefits of achieving the goal go towards your motivation and also help you for the bigger goals. Because let's just say, for example, so the massage is relatively easy one to achieve. The setting up the office, it's relatively easy. It's not going to be a long drawn out process. But when it comes to weight, when it comes to growing a business, oh my gosh, it can take a couple of years in some cases, depending on where you are when you begin. And like, so with weight, if it's like 10 kilos, then it's going to take a few months like to achieve that. If it's more than 10 kilos, well, you know, if we average out a half to a kilo a week, you know, the average person could release between 25 and 50 kilos in a year. Talking about the average person, if you've had bariatric surgery, and we're going to talk about that kind of topic on a Tuesday, but your goal, depending on the size of it, could take you a month to achieve, or it could be instant. Yep, tick, done. You know, I've achieved that goal. Or it could be something that is like a 5-year plan. Now, those of you that are listening to this and have a business, especially if the business is in the disability sector, you're going to know that you start out and you've got to have a plan. You've got to have a business plan. You've got to have the finances to invest in what you need for your business compliance. And so sometimes your initial outlay for your business can be anywhere from, I'm going to say, if we're just talking about an independent in the disability sector, your initial outlay is probably around $5,000. And if you're going straight into a company looking to employ people, your initial outlay could be a minimum of $10,000 to $20,000, depending on the services, depending on so many other different things. But the point is that you're going to have an initial outlay, and to make that money back, it's kind of like, how long is it going to take for me to make this money back? So you look at it as a long-term investment, all right? Now, this is not financial advice in any way, shape, or form. When you're starting out a business, it's really important to speak to an accountant, to check out the legislation around your business, and they could be part of your business goals, okay? Setting up a proper business plan that represents you properly, having all the tools that you need. So a little bit like a builder needs their hammer, they need their nails, they need their, I don't know, whether they use timber or metal, they need their materials to do their job. Could be a nail gun they use, could be a saw, I don't know. But you need the right tools for the job, whatever it is that you offer the work in. So you've set yourself a goal of releasing weight, or in this instance, we're going to talk about business. You've got your motivator. Your motivation is because you love doing this business and you want to give back more, but you also love to make some money of it because it gives you independence. With the weight, it could be driven by a outfit for a wedding or a family event. It could be that you have noticed that your energy levels are really, really low and you want to improve them because you're going to have a grandchild or whatever. But whatever your motivator is, it's important to have that emotional connection. Now, as you go into your emotional connection with this, it's also important to, once you've got your action plan, so right, my action steps are I'm going to choose nutritional food and I'm going to go for a walk 3 times a week. And when you work with a coach such as myself, we do a little bit of a reframe on that, but we're not going to get into that right now. So do a little bit of a reframe about the language of what your goal looks like. We call it SMART goals. Now, the next step is the connection to that outcome. It's important to identify the benefits of it. Is it a financial one? Is it a spiritual one? Is it an emotional one? Is it a physical one? Like, what are the benefits? And it could be a mixture of all of them. Once you get to that point and you've got your plan, your action steps, now is the time to say, okay, we have a plan in place. These are the action steps I'm going to take. I've got my eye on the prize, so to speak. I've got my eye on the benefits of achieving this outcome for myself in this timely manner. And now I'm going to let it go and focus on enjoying each step of the way. And this is where the I'm going to let it go and I'm going to do my absolute best to achieve this goal. And as I do that, then I'm allowing it to come in the way it's supposed to. So what do I mean by that, and why is that important? Often when we set a goal, we become fixated on a certain outcome, right? Weight loss of 10 kilos, a multi-million dollar business. I don't know. Could be a car, could be a holiday, whatever your goal is. We become attached to that outcome, and there is a level of attachment that's important because it's more in the benefits of achieving it that you experience. So, oh, I have a $1 million business. That means that I have a ability to buy a house or pay off a house or get a car or whatever it is that's important to you. Oh, I'm releasing this weight, so my benefits of achieving this is increased energy and to wear that outfit that I've really wanted to and look amazing and feel amazing. So it's not the goal itself that we want you to have any attachment to. It's not the action steps that we want you to have an attachment to. It's the awareness of the benefits of the outcome of achieving this goal. When we let it go, we give it room to breathe. It's a little bit like planting a seed. You plant a seed, you know roughly what it's going to look like because you saw the picture. So you've got the idea of what's going to come. But to get the seed to become a seedling and then grow into the plant, the tree, the whatever it's going to grow into, you have to nurture it. You have your action steps are the watering and the feeding and the, you know, making sure that it doesn't get too hot or too cold, whatever it requires to grow. But you also have to give it some space to grow, which means allowing it to grow. And by doing this, it might turn out that it becomes even bigger and brighter than you thought. And that's amazing. By allowing it to transform and be the best it can be, you are opening yourself up for possibilities that you didn't even think of. And we've all done that. We've all set a goal and went, wow, that worked out better than I thought it was going to. How cool is that? Now, I know you may be sitting there thinking, yeah, but I've also set goals and they haven't worked out, and especially around weight. Like, I know I struggled with my weight for many, many years, and if you've seen photos of me, you'll see that I've let go of over 100 kilos and kept that weight off. But one of the beautiful things about setting goals, and even if we don't achieve it, is that we have the amazing opportunity to learn something from this. So if your goal doesn't work out, then what is it that you could be learning from it as you connect to it, as you grow, as you open up to the possibilities of it? Goal setting is so much bigger than I want to achieve this by this time. It brings with it opportunities to connect with other people because maybe you require their support. It brings opportunities to grow as a person. It brings opportunities to learn and do something a little differently. And the beauty of setting your goals, especially your weekly goals, is you get the opportunity at the end of the week to go, how did I go with it? Where was my level of commitment with that? Like, what happened? Where was it? So setting goals is so important for you, and it can also be something that is really important for your family as well. Thank you, Angela, for your feedback on enjoying this. I'm glad that this is bringing some value to you. So as we sit back and think about the goals of the past that you've achieved, is there anything that you can bring forward from what's worked in the past to now? Is there anything that you can reflect upon with your goal setting and your strategies for success that you have found have been amazing and incredible? Just have a think about that for a minute. Think about what's been the most powerful part of setting your goals that's inspired you to be excited in your life. One of the things that we see and hear a lot of for those of us that have experience or are part of the disability sector is that in a person who has an NDIS plan, they have to have goals in there. And one of the key criteria of them getting the funding that they're looking for or hoping to get is around their goals. And what I've noticed is that a goal that is poorly written or poorly written goals that don't have a lot of substance to them, often those people don't get a huge amount of funding because it's like, well, my goal is to be able to go out into the community. Okay, that's an important goal, and I'm never ever going to dispute the importance of a goal to someone. But when it comes to allocating funding to get that goal achieved, sometimes that's not seen as a high priority, right? Versus somebody that says, well, I'd like to work on my hand-eye coordination and my balancing skills and my language development, and you know, by working on each of these, it gives me confidence, it gives me whatever. So goal setting is a massive part of every aspect of life. We just sometimes don't realize that we're setting these goals. And sometimes we forget to acknowledge achieving these goals. So what if you achieved your goal and you started experiencing the amazing benefits of achieving that goal? What happens then? Do you share it? Do you keep it to yourself? Everybody's different. One of the benefits of achieving your goals and experiencing the outcomes, so no more headaches for Tiffany, and she's nice and relaxed, so she's in a good mood. And for the person that has their weight release goal, they're feeling lighter in themselves and noticing they can wear clothes and that feel better that they've always wanted to wear. So they've got those. But what happens at the end of that? What happens when this becomes the new normal now? You've released the weight and you're keeping it off. Now what happens? How do you feel? Connecting to our mind, so our mindset and our language that we use around, well, I've achieved that goal, so I guess that's it. You know, that kind of mindset and conversation. No, there's always an opportunity to achieve something else. It just could be a different goal. It could be, oh, I've always wanted to learn paint pouring. Never had the time and never had the energy, but now that I've lost some weight, or as I like to say, released some weight, then you often can sit there and say, okay, now I've got the energy, I can go and learn paint pouring, or I can go to that art class, or I can go and do these other things, right? So one of the beautiful things about achieving one goal and what you've learned is that you can now set a new goal for your life. And it doesn't have to be a big write it up and create a vision board. No, it could be as simple as, my new goal is that every morning before I start my day, I'm going for a walk. And that then soon becomes a new habit when you stick with it. But one of the reasons that a lot of people don't have long-term success with certain goals, and they're usually the goals around their health, their fitness, and their well-being, is because they don't stick with it long enough for it to become a habit. Now, this can be the same for business as well. When you start your business and you have your vision, you know, I'm going to earn $1 million in my business. Great. Did you factor in the fact that when your business earns $1 million, that there's tax and GST and potentially super, and there's all of these commitments? So are you personally getting $1 million? Potentially not. So when you set the goal of $1 million in your business, what did you factor in? Which then impacts whether or not you feel like you've achieved your end result or your end goal. So your business bank account might have that there's $1 million. It's, you know, last financial year, yeah, your business hit $1 million. Go you, well done. But along the way, there were expenses. Along the way, there was wages to be paid or GST or whatever it is. And sometimes we get to the point where we go, right, yeah, in the financial year, it's come, you know, the financial year's arrived and it's the end of that financial year and I'm looking at my business and it earned $1 million. That's great. But I got like a quarter of that, or I got half of that. That kind of wasn't the goal. Well, it was the goal. It's just that there are a few factors to consider. And often it's at this point as a coach that people will come to me and go, yeah, I've tried to set the goal of earning this much or releasing this weight or changing my food habits or whatever it is. And it's just not working, Jackie. It just didn't work. And I'm going, well, tell me a little bit more about that. What happened? Well, yeah, you know, look, yeah, we did, the company did earn $1 million and it was great, but I didn't see half of that. Okay, but what was your goal? Like, what was that goal with that? How did that impact you? And that's one of the things that's really important, is the actual detail in the goal. So we're just going to recap. So we have our goal, and it's broad in the sense of that the goal is, I want my business to earn $1 million. I want to release 10 kilos in weight, right? That's my goal. And the benefits of me achieving this goal is financial freedom, and the weight one is more energy and be able to wear an outfit that I've always wanted to wear. Going to look amazing in this outfit. I've already picked it out. It's great. Okay. So all right. So now we've got an action plan. So to work towards the business goal, it's letting people know about your services, where they can find you, how they can connect with you, setting your price point right, which takes a bit of playing with. And for the weight, it's all about choosing the right foods and nutritional foods. And on Tuesdays, we're going to go into the health, fitness, and wellness stuff a bit more. So this is this goal, right, of achieving this. And one of the beautiful things about achieving this goal is that you know the benefits of it, but to achieve it to the point where you feel like you have success, where you can go, yes, I did it, whether you tell anyone else about it or not is actually irrelevant. It's how you feel. Then you can go and share it with other people, but be mindful who you share it with, right? So as we come into this, it's like, what are the full details of this? Okay, so for the business, I'm going to need a marketing plan. I'm going to need a little bit of cash flow there because I've got to pay for things until money's coming in. You know, I might need a website. I might need this. I might need that. So, and then the plan is to work out exactly what you do need, get the marketing plan done, get the business plan done, get the financial plans done with all the right relevant people, right, that can do and help you properly. And for the weight one, it's about, you know, maybe cleaning out the cupboards to make sure that those high fat, high sugar, empty calorie foods are not in the cupboard because you're not quite ready to have them there. So, you know, maybe we get rid of those, that kind of thing, right? So with doing this, it's so important that you plan this out to a lot of detail. So when you set your goal, and I touched on this before, we get really specific. I choose to release 10 kilos in the next 3 months or 12 weeks, whichever works. And you can often put a date in there that is, you know, there. Now, when you put your date in, so because that's the time frame that you're going to use, but you've also got to put in the benefits of releasing this goal. And then what we tend to do once we've got the clear goal written, it's specific, it's measurable, it's attainable, it's got a time frame, but it's also realistic, and the realistic comes before the time. And when we do that, we get really clear on what the goal is. So, and it actually helps to map out the steps. But then, right, so then we do what the outcome is. And then when we talk about the goal, we tend to move the words around a little bit, so it's not so much the SMART acronym anymore. It's a little different. We tend to put the time frame first, and it becomes more like an affirmation. And this is the point where you can check in with your emotions on how important is this goal to you, no one else. If the goal is more important to someone else, you're not going to stick with the action steps, or you may still achieve the goal, but you get there and go, well, yeah, yep, I lost 10 kilos. Doctor's really happy. Oh, are you not happy that you've released that weight? No, not really. Like, oh, look, I mean, it's great, but yeah, no. This is why, because now the likelihood of you keeping this change in place is less because there's no emotional investment in it for you. It was to please someone else. And what if that person's reaction isn't as you had hoped? So what if you've released the 10 kilos, you walk in, your doctor weighs you and goes, oh, great, you've lost 10 kilos. That's great. Yep, okay, so let's check your blood pressure. Oh, yeah, that's not too bad either. So how's everything going? Do you need a new script? And that's kind of their tonality. It's like, yeah, that's great. But you're maybe expecting a well done you, go you, high five. That's amazing, well done. Like a lot more enthusiasm. And then you leave deflated even though you achieved that goal. Oh, my gosh, all the action steps and everything you did, you went out and planned your meals when you went out. You were very careful of your food choices. You exercised. But when you've done it for everyone else except yourself, resentment can come in. So setting your goals really clearly and having them that they have an investment from you, that when you achieve this, there's a sense of achievement, a sense of success, achievement, success, passion, excitement that you have for you. Whatever our goal is, we cannot always rely on anyone else having that successful approach, that we can't rely on anyone else celebrating with this. We can't rely on anyone else having that whole excitement. Why? Because they have no emotional investment in it. Sure, they might be happy for you, but some people get jealous, so they're not happy for you. So your goals and setting goals that work for you, that are important to you, that you know that step by step you can achieve them by setting those goals, you will find that you're not just changing aspects of your life or your habits for that goal, but they have a flow-on effect to other parts of your life. I've watched a lot of people that are very successful in business, and they have very strong, healthy boundaries, but not just in their business life, in their personal life. And I've noticed that they have this commitment and determination in every aspect of their life. And people go, "You make it look so easy. Like, oh my gosh, you're like, you've got this high profile job, you're earning, the big bucks, your house is immaculate, you're immaculate, you make it look so easy." But they've worked damn hard at that. They've created a disciplined approach to their life. It doesn't mean that they don't go out and have fun and relax. Of course they do. They're people. But what they do in their business life, they're always doing in their personal life as well. It's like a continuous flow on. And then they've got the energy. So if they don't put those boundaries in place, then they do become burnt out, just like the rest of us. So healthy setting of goals, whatever those goals are, plan out your goals this week. Take these action steps for you and believe in you to achieve your goals. Ask yourself, why is it important that I achieve this goal? Now, on Mondays, we're going to keep covering the goals a bit more. We're going to be covering some different strategies and, things like we might even touch on business-to-business tips as well. We're really looking forward to growing this segment a bit more. We're also working on having some regular guests. So we're going to have some of the people at Write and Connect and Grow magazine. They're going to be on each month. And we're also opening it up slowly as we get going with this radio show, opening it up a little bit more to other guests on the show. So if you are a business owner, if you're somebody that's got a project that you're working on, things like that, and it might work in our magazine or it might work on this show, reach out. We'd love to hear from you. We're open to supporting people and helping to create community. Community is so important, and when we create happy, positive spaces where people feel welcome. And this is a judgment-free zone. And the big thing is that, we have our healthy boundaries as part of our magazine, as part of our social media, and as part of this show. So like to be part of it, reach out. Let's have a conversation, a positive conversation around building up community. Tomorrow we're going to be focusing on a health, fitness, and well-being. And as we get going with these shows, you're going to see the connection back to the magazine as well. And we do that because it's all about consistency as well. And that's one of our goals, is to bring you a consistent message and empowerment. As a coach and business consultant, empowerment is one of the biggest tools that I bring to working with people. I love to encourage people to learn and to grow and to be the best they can. So I'm seeing we're nearly out of time, and I'm just so grateful to have had you here listening. To those that have interacted, thank you so much. It's so appreciated. If you're listening to the recording, you can tune in at 9 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Occasionally, the time frame will be slightly different. It is a different link every week. But if you follow us, you'll probably get an alert that we've gone live. It's Melbourne time frame, but just keep an eye out on our social media. We're putting up the schedule on the website very soon. And we're going to have regular guests on the show, as I said, over the month. We're just excited to bring this to you and help you, empower you, support you to achieve your goals that are important to you. Now, remember, the action steps comes from within you, and it's one step at a time. It's just put one foot in front of the other and always connect back to, why is this important to me? It doesn't have to make sense to anyone else for you to have success. It's got to be important to you though. So we're going to go out on the song that we came in, which is Live Your Dreams. Have an amazing day, and we will be back at 9 o'clock tomorrow. Keep an eye out for the link and follow us, share with your friends, and if you're listening to the recording, keep an eye out. Each episode will be uploaded and available in multiple different areas, including Audible. So here we go with Live Your Dreams.